We're joined by Tim Britton of the Providence Journal. Tim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. What's going on?
Well, I guess there's some football game yesterday. I hope you've told Mark Daniels and the other guys, look, it's baseball now. Get out of my way.
Yeah, you know, yesterday is yesterday. It's time to look ahead in New England. We don't dwell on the past, right?
No one would ever accuse New England of doing that kind of thing, no. Well, it's interesting times here with one championship behind New England fans already and certainly high hopes for this Red Sox team. You have to say overall, Tim, been a pretty good offseason for the team.
Yeah, you know, certainly the way the Red Sox looked going into the postseason last year, it seemed like they might be the best team in the American League on paper. It didn't play out that way with the Indians, you know, obviously sweeping them in the division series and riding all the way to the World Series. But with the offseason they've had, the addition of Sale, obviously, is the headliner. But they've done some nice things around the fringes of the roster. You know, Tyler Thornburg as an eighth inning guy. You know, Mitch Moreland is probably not the splash that people expected to replace David Ortiz, per se. But with Moreland at first base, they're hoping for more of a stable defensive presence there most of the time, with Hanley Ramirez sliding over to DH and trying to, you know, replicate the success he had last year on a more consistent basis, maybe throughout the season. So, you know, again, on paper, it's probably them and the Indians in the American League. Maybe the Astros are there, too. But there's certainly no reason to think they wouldn't be among the contenders in the AL yet again.
Well, and for the second year in a row, Dave Dombrowski did most of his moves pretty early, but it kind of means that there isn't a lot of mystery when this team reports for camp very soon. What are the big questions that have to be answered in spring training for the team?
Yeah, you know, the way Dombrowski operates, it's kind of nice for us writers that we know by, you know, Christmas or New Year's that, you know, team's going to be pretty much set. We don't have to wait into February the way, you know, Dan Duquette operates in Baltimore, for instance. But right now, you know, third base is probably the biggest issue facing the team going into spring training because there's, you know, while Pablo Sandoval has looked great in most of his Instagram videos over the course of the offseason, you know, that's really not a necessary precursor to success. We'll see how he looks on the field. That will be the real determining factor for what happens there. At the start of the year, you know, their backup plans aren't as robust as they were at the start of the winter when you had Travis Shaw, the guy who could play third, and Yoan Moncada in your system. Now it's kind of Brock Holt is the backup plan there if things don't work out with Sandoval. But beyond that, you're looking at the rotation. You know, what do they do with that last spot of the rotation? Whether, you know, it sounds right now like Eduardo Rodriguez is kind of the odd man out with Wright and Pomeranz penciled in at least at the start for the rotation. And then kind of how do they settle the catcher situation? Sandy Leone, who played so well last year down the stretch, is the leading candidate to be the opening day catcher. But you've also got Christian Vasquez. You've also got Blake Swihart coming off his injury. How those guys look in spring training might go a long way toward determining what that position looks like over the course of the year.
Yeah, let's talk about that catcher situation. As you mentioned, Leone caught lightning in a bottle last year, but that was not anything that really had been part of his career makeup going in. They certainly can't expect him to be a guy who flirts with a 300 average for much of the season. And so what happens to someone like Blake Swihart? It seems like the outfield experiment is over with him.
Yeah, they want him in spring training to focus primarily on being a catcher. And that seems like it's probably the best route for him, especially if you look at the rest of the roster. You've got a guy in Andrew Benintendi now in left field who looks like he could be there for quite a while. So there's probably not an opening there for Swihart the way there was at the start of last year when, you know, it was kind of a mixed bag there in left field for the Red Sox. You know, Vasquez is out of options. Leone is out of options. So if I'm penciling in the roster on day one, it's probably those two guys in the major leagues with Swihart getting a little bit more seasoning in AAA. You know, he's still a guy who hasn't caught an awful lot. You know, he wasn't a guy who was caught prior to being drafted, really. So he's still got some inexperience behind the plate and could use the extra time in AAA to get used to it back there. It wouldn't surprise me if he's up, you know, and back to being the everyday catcher the way he was at the start of last year at some point in 2017. With Leone, you know, obviously I don't think they expect him to hit 300 for long stretches the way he did last year. But they really liked the way the pitchers really liked pitching to him. They liked the way he received. So I think, you know, a lot of things that we've ascribed to Vasquez as a receiver and as a guy with a cannon behind the plate, you know, Leone's got those things too. So that's kind of what they're looking for. You know, he doesn't have to hit 300. He can hit 240, 250, hold his own at the bottom of the order. He still might be the go-to guy there.
Now, you can't replace what David Ortiz did off the field, and it's hard to replace those numbers as well. But with a guy like Mitch Moreland, who's been a pretty reliable source of 20-plus home run power, and with what they think will be the emergence and more production out of Andrew Benintendi, will that be enough to fill that gap in terms of their overall offense?
You know, I think it depends a lot on what the other guys do around them. You know, can Mookie Betts be the same hitter he was last year? Can Hanley Ramirez be the same hitter he was last year? Dustin Pedroia, those guys all had good years. So I think that's probably the biggest question for that offense. I don't think you can really expect Ramirez to be much better than he was last year to pick up the slack for Ortiz. I don't know how high our expectations can be for Betts, although he's matched them and exceeded them seemingly every year. I don't know what Jackie Bradley, you know, can we expect more out of Jackie Bradley than 28 home runs? Xander Bogaerts might be a guy who can step up and be a bit more consistent than he was last year. He certainly faded in the second half. Moreland is a guy who's talked about Fenway Park being a good theoretical fit for him. He's a guy who's hit there well in, you know, limited playing time there, you know, maybe a dozen games, 14 games or something. But someone who likes to go the other way and maybe has gotten, you know, in Texas, left center is a big field. Certainly it's a lot smaller in Fenway Park. It's a little bit more appealing to go to left center field as a left-handed hitter. So he's hoping that pays off for his approach. And then Benintendi, you know, certainly looked the part of a top prospect down the stretch last year and into the postseason, in fact. So they've got high hopes for him, you know, giving them more consistent production out of left field than the revolving door they had there last year.
We're talking baseball with Tim Britton of the Providence Journal. Tim, how long will the leash be for John Farrell this season?
I certainly think he's bought himself some time. You know, I feel like the Red Sox brass has viewed the leash as a lot longer than the Red Sox fan base has the last year or so. I don't think there was ever really a time where he was particularly close to being let go last year. It didn't seem that way. And certainly with the success they had last year, winning another American League East title, getting into the playoffs again, it seems like he's probably got himself a fair amount of leash at this point. You know, they picked up the option for him, so he's got a couple of years on that deal still. So I think he's as comfortable as he's been in some time in that manager's chair.
From your perspective, and it's early and some things could still happen here in the next few weeks, but who's the most improved team in the American League?
You know, I think it might be Houston, just what they've done with their lineup. They've kind of balanced it out with getting Brian McCann and Carlos Beltran, some veteran hitters to mix in with a lot of the young talent they have, and different kind of hitters. You know, they're not the strikeout-heavy guys that the Astros have been known for having the last couple of years. And then you get a full year there of Alex Bregman, who's kind of the Andrew Benintendi on that roster. So I think that's a team to look out for. They've still got to solidify their pitching a little bit. But a team that, you know, got off to such a bad start last year with high expectations and didn't really bounce back. I'm interested in seeing Seattle has made, I think, more moves than anyone else. It'll be interesting to see how they play out. You know, in the American League East, we haven't seen as much movement. You know, Toronto probably takes a little bit of a step back with Encarnacion gone, but I thought getting Jose Bautista back late in the winter was a big move for them. Same in Baltimore with Mark Trumbo coming back to give those offenses kind of that centerpiece to kind of continue what they did last year.
Awesome. Well, I'm fired up. Let's get to spring and get this baby going. Tim, always great talking with you. We look forward to talking Red Sox with you all season long. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, anytime, Rich. Thank you.
Tim Britton of the Providence Journal, Sox Talk on Downtown, brought to you by Gagan's Pub and Craft Brewery, Main Street in downtown Bangor, Mug Club Monday. Stop on down tonight and say hello.